We will begin the story in just a moment, but first I have a message for the parents out there. We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. So don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. When I was looking to hire someone, it felt like taking on a whole nother job. I wish I had Indeed, because then I would have been leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day with Indeed's matching engine, which constantly learns from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsor job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/story. Just go to Indeed.com/story right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/story. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Indeed.
Story Spectacular.
Today's show is titled Adventures of the Baby Foodie, The Case of the Rotten Avocados. It features the vocal talents of American chef and food writer J. Kenji Lopez Alt. If you enjoy today's tasty story collaboration, be sure to subscribe to Story Spectacular on your podcast app.
Who wants a story?
Oh, yeah.
Let's go!
Welcome to Story Spectacular, the tasty story show you can take on the go. Listen along in the car, while you're in the bathtub, or even while you're enjoying a tasty snack.
Yum, yum.
I'm your host, Angie. The Baby Foodie and Hot Sauce are back for another tasty adventure. They will visit an avocado grove to help Gwen Avocado throw a guacamole party. They help Gwen pick a bunch of avocados, but before they can smash them into guacamole, Dr. Rotten comes by and spoils everything. We have a very special guest to help us today. Chef and food writer J. Kenji Lopez Alt is here to help tell this funny foodie mystery. So let's begin now.
Adventures of the Baby Foodie! The Case of the Rotten Avocados!
It's time once again for another installment of The Baby Foodie. He's a tiny tot who wears a cape to fly, then spins it around his neck to use as a handy bib for enjoying tasty meals. Along with his faithful companion Hot Sauce, the Baby Foodie travels the globe food fighting for justice.
Tasty ventures ahoy!
In today's adventure, the Baby Foodie and Hot Sauce will travel to Southern California to an avocado grove. Here, they will help Gwen Avocado prepare for the big guacamole party.
Hiya, Gwen Avocado. I'm the Baby Foodie, and I hear you need a hand picking avocados and mashing them into guacamole.
Yeah, thank you so much for coming. We've got a lot of work to do before the big guacamole party this afternoon. How about we start by picking a bushel of avocados?
Guac on. Tastes good to me.
Gwen leads the Baby Foodie and Hot Sauce over to the grove where they each select a spot around an avocado tree and begin harvesting. Gwen gathers the fallen avocados from the ground. Hot Sauce picks the low-hanging green fruit that are just within his reach. And the Baby Foodie uses his cape to fly around the top of the tree and picks the high-hanging avocados with great speedy speed. They toss the fresh-picked avocados into the big bushel basket. As they are busy picking away, a mysterious villain sneaks over to the basket.
I, Dr. Rotten, think these here avocados look like a rather scrummy snack. But they would taste even better if they were rotten!
Dr. Rotten waves his magic whisk.
Avocadabra!
And zap! He transforms the perfectly ripe avocados into spoiled rotten ones.
Ah, that's better. I can't wait to eat these fusty, foul little treats now, huh? Oh no, someone's coming. These tasty treats are going to have to wait till later.
Dr. Rotten sneaks away just as the baby foodie, Hot Sauce, and Gwen finish picking.
We filled our bushel basket all the way to the top. Now let's wheel it on over to the barn and mash these avocados into guacamole.
Haha, yeah. Let's guac and roll.
They wheel the bushel basket over to the barn. Then Gwen selects an avocado from the top.
It feels a little soft. I will split it open and take a look inside.
When Gwen slices the avocado open, she is shocked.
Oh no! Instead of a perfectly ripe green inside, the avocado is all brown with little black spots. Why, it's gone completely rotten.
Huh. Well, isn't that just the pits? Here, try cutting up another one and see if it's gone bad too.
Gwen split open another avocado, and it looked exactly the same, brown with moldy black spots.
Dear me, they're all spoiled rotten. How did this happen so fast? We just picked them.
Gwen Avocado started to cry.
Don't feel blue, my little green friend. Let's toss these spoiled avocados into the compost heap. We can pick more fresh ones in no time at all.
The baby foodie, Hot Sauce, and Gwen trekked back out to the field and began once again to harvest ripe avocados from the tree. Then they tossed them into the bushel basket. As the three friends were busy picking, mean old Dr. Rotten returned once again.
Now where were we? That's right, I was about to have a tasty rotten snack. But what's this? These avocados are all green and ripe. Ugh, disgusting. I'm going to have to Dr. Rotten them up once more.
The rascally rotten doctor pulled out his magic whisk.
Avocadabra!
And poof, turned the basket full of avocados rotten once again.
Spoiler alert, these avocados are now perfectly putrid. Now, time to have a snack.
At that very moment, the baby foodie was hovering above an avocado tree picking away when he spotted Dr. Rotten about to take a bite from a freshly spoiled avocado.
Holy guacamole! Someone is turning the avocados bad, and now he's trying to steal them!
The baby foodie darted down towards the ground.
Hey, hold it right there, thief! Those don't belong to you!
But mean old Dr. Rotten quickly raced away from the basket before the baby foodie could catch him. Hot Sauce and Gwen stopped picking and made their way over to the basket.
The bad news is we've got another basket full of rotten avocados. The good news is we know who's behind this dirty, rotten mess. Dr. Rotten has been coming by and spoiling these avocados before we've had a chance to smash them into guacamole.
Oh dear, what are we going to do, baby foodie?
Have no fear, my pear-shaped friend. Ooh. Hot Sauce and I will set a food trap for Dr. Rotten and catch him in the act.
How are you going to do that?
First, we're gonna need some cheese. Real stinky cheese.
Okay, I know just the place to get it.
Gwen Avocado led the baby foodie and Hot Sauce into the barn basement and rolled out a wheel of stinky, smelly blue cheese.
We will set this wheel of cheese here, right by the trap door. When Dr. Rotten comes over to take a bite, you pull the lever. Got it, hot sauce?
Ooh!
They set the trap in place, then hid out of sight. At that very moment, Dr. Rotten was sneaking around the barn looking for a snack.
I smell something nice and stinky. I'd better go inspect this promising lead.
He tiptoed into the barn and spotted the giant wheel of stinky cheese.
What a moldy masterpiece! So stinky and so smelly! I can't wait to have a bite!
He ran over to the cheese trap.
Now, Hot Sauce! Ha!
Just then, Hot Sauce pulled the lever and sent Dr. Rotten down the trap door.
Well, this is awkward. Hey, let me out of here.
The baby foodie ran over to the hole in the floor and shouted down to Dr. Rotten.
We've caught you red-handed, or should I say, rotten-handed. You've ruined your last avocado, Dr. Rotten.
Oh, gee, I was just looking for a nice spoiled treat to eat. I turned the avocados because they are my favorite foul, fusty snack.
Gwen peered down at Dr. Rotten.
Well, you didn't need to turn them rotten. I find overripe avocados on the ground all the time. I would have given them to you if you had just asked politely.
Well, golly, I'm sorry for turning your avocados bad. And I'm also sorry for trying to take them without your permission.
Apology accepted, Dr. Rotten.
Is there anything I can do to make it up to you all?
Well, the guacamole party starts in half an hour. We need all hands on deck to pick and smash all of the avocados in time.
How about you help us inspect the avocados before we cut them open? You can keep the rotten ones, and we will take the perfectly ripe ones and mash them into guacamole.
Avocado, yeah! That sounds stupendous.
Haha, you know something, Dr. Rotten? You're all ripe. In fact, from now on, let's call you Professor Ripe.
Hooray! That's all ripe with me. Now let's make some guacamole.
The four friends raced out to the grove and harvested as fast as they could. They filled up the bushel basket in record time, and then they wheeled it back to the barn and lined themselves up in a row. First, Professor Ripe inspected each avocado.
Here's a ripe one, perfect for guacamole. Ah, and here's a brown, moldy one. I'll save this one for later.
Next, Gwen split each avocado open and removed the pit. She scooped out the bright green flesh and spooned it into a big bowl. Then Hot Sauce added some citrus, salt, and some super awesome hot sauce into the bowl and then passed it on down to the baby foodie. He took his super baby fists and mashed and smashed all of the ingredients together to make a superb batch of guacamole.
Bravocado!
We did it! We finished the guacamole just in time for the party. And look, here come our guests now.
Just then, Susie Cucumber.
Hi.
And Garrett the Carrot.
Howdy.
Arrived at the barn, followed by Maria Tortilla.
Woohoo!
And Skip the Chip.
Chip, chip, hooray!
One by one, the foodie guests strolled into the barn.
So glad you all made it.
Are you kidding me, Gwen? We wouldn't want to miss this squawktastic good time.
Just then, Professor Ripe raised his glass of rotten milk.
I would like to make an avocado toast. Here's to all of my new gourmet mates. Thank you for letting me be part of the group and for giving me such a wonderfully rotten job inspecting avocados. You all really guac my world.
The baby foodie happily raised his baby bottle high in the air.
Hear, hear. Now let's dine and dance, everyone. Hip-hoss, hooray!
Then the baby foodie turned his cape around to use as a handy bib for enjoying a tasty guacamole snack along with hot sauce and all of his foodie friends. Together, they spent the rest of the evening munching on delicious green dip.
Yum!
And dancing the avocado shake. Ha! That was such a fun story. A big thanks to our special guest, J. Kenji Lopez-Ault. Let's hear a little more about the exciting things he's up to.
Hey everyone, this is Kenji Lopez-Ault, and I am a stay-at-home dad who lives in San Mateo. I'm also the author of The Food Lab, Better Home Cooking Through Science, which will have a sequel coming out in 2020. You might also find me from time to time at my restaurant in downtown San Mateo called Worst Hall. And I'm also currently writing a children's picture book aimed at 4 to 8-year-olds. It's about food, but it's not a cookbook. And that is also going to be coming out in the fall of 2020.
Thanks, Kenji. Sounds like you're up to some really cool cooking projects.
Ooh!
I just love fantastic food experiments, don't you? Well, lucky for us, Tildy the Tortoise is back to tell us some fun facts about how some of our favorite foods were invented. Tildy is a tortoise. She's one of the oldest living creatures on the planet. She's traveled all around the world and has seen many, many things. She's joining us here today to share 3 fun facts. Isn't that right, Tildy?
That is correct, Angie. I've been all around and have seen just about everything there is to see. Today I have some fun facts about surprising food inventions. Fact 1. The popsicle was invented by accident by an 11-year-old boy named Frank Epperson back in 1905. He had mixed some sugary soda powder and water in a cup,
yum,
then left it outside overnight. When he looked for it the next morning, he discovered that it had frozen.
Huh?
He was so delighted with his new cold treat.
Delicious!
That he decided to make more. No way! That popsicle fact was so cool, Tildy! Fact 2. Chocolate chip cookies were another happy food accident. Back in 1938 at the Toll House Inn, a woman named Ruth Graves was baking a batch of chocolate cookies. She realized she was out of cocoa powder.
Oh dear!
So she nabbed some chocolate chips instead and placed them into the cookie dough. She thought the chocolate chips would melt and mix in with the dough while they were baking in the oven. But instead, the chips stayed perfectly in place.
Huh?
Ruth pulled out her new speckled treats and introduced the chocolate chip cookie to the world.
Here, everyone, have a new cookie.
Oh, what a sweet story, Tildy. I love chocolate chip cookies.
Me too.
Ooh.
Say, do you have a fun fact about any other kinds of chips?
Why, I'm glad you asked, Angie. That brings me to fact 3. The potato chip was invented by George Crumb back in 1853. Crumb was a chef in a restaurant as well. He was dealing with a very picky customer who kept sending his home-fried potatoes back to the kitchen, complaining that they were too thick and soggy.
Phooey, I'll show him.
George Crumb was getting very annoyed and decided to cut the potatoes as thin as he possibly could and then fried them until they were entirely crispy the whole way through. He sent them back out to the fussy customer, and much to Crumb's surprise, the restaurant guest loved this new potato chip invention.
Yummy! More potato chips, please!
Chip, chip, hooray for potato chips! This makes me want to experiment in the kitchen and invent something new.
Haha, me too, Angie. If I ever become the first tortoise to invent something as tasty as a potato chip, I'll be sure to come back and let you know.
Sounds good to me, Tildy. Come back again soon with even more fun facts. Goodbye, my little food experimenters. Today's show was a celebration of food innovation.
Ha!
We went on another tasty adventure with the baby foodie and helped Gwen Avocado solve the mystery of who was turning the avocados rotten. After catching Dr. Rotten in the act, Gwen convinced him to change his name and his rotten ways and become the official avocado inspector. Hooray for Professor Ripe! We also heard about some incredible food inventions from Tildy the Tortoise. I can't wait to get in the kitchen and make something spectacular.
Story spectacular.
Story Spectacular is written and hosted by Angela Ferrari. To watch spectacular videos of your favorite stories and to purchase my original children's books, go to storyspectacular.com. A big thank you once again to our culinary pal, J. Kenji Lopez-Alt. Learn more about J. Kenji at kenjilopezalt.com. And parents, pick up a copy of his cookbook, The Food Lab, Better Cooking Through Science. Find it wherever foodie books are sold. And as always, if you love this show, then tell someone you know. Tell all of your foodie friends about this tasty little podcast. Together, we can all enjoy sharing fun stories while enjoying tasty meals. Thanks for listening.
Tasty Ventures Ahoy!